Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. Happy, happy Memorial Day Sunday. I trust today that you are enjoying today's broadcast, and I want to remember all of your loved ones on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is Memorial Day weekend. We'll be getting out and going to the house of God. I'll be going down to the Pillar of Truth, and I'll be going also tonight to Red Sulphur. But I appreciate the folks over that way, and I hope that they are doing real well. So let's do this first song, and I hope you enjoy this one.
If I knew that it would be the last time that I'd ever see you fall asleep, I'd tuck you in more tightly. I'd pray the Lord your soul would keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a big old hug and a kiss, and I'd call you back for more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would video the tape each action and word so I could play them back each day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute, I'd stop and say I love you, instead of assuming that you would just know that. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more. So can I just for this one time let it slip? For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for our oversight. And we always get the second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day, I say, I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not just a promise to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret that you didn't do it today. That you didn't take that extra time for just a smile, a hug, or a kiss. Because you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their very last wish. So hold your loved ones each close, very close today. And whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them. And you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, or, oh, it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll never have regretted that you did that today.
Yes, sir. I will agree with you. That is a great song. I love that song. I love the background music. Brother Dan Arbor, guest, who has gone on to be with the Lord, was playing in the background music. And I want to say that I love Martha. Even though she's gone, I feel like that she, well, when we play her music, just seems like I can just sense her right here with me. So I know that you sense your loved ones with you, and I hope that you never forget them. I think Jimmy Davis does a song that memories are souvenirs of yesterday. And we're thankful that we have those memories to live on. Live on, live on. So I'm going to say today, I hope that all of you loved ones out there, the ones who have lost loved ones or are sick right at this present time, I'm praying for you and hope that you're praying for me, okay? Let's go right now and listen to this song and hope you enjoy this one.
Clothed and I'm fed, but me. my dreams, the harder I fall. And sometimes I wonder if dreams are worth dreaming at all. But my disappointments can keep me blinded and blue. And when I am reminded the sweet peace I have, Lord, in you, the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all my frustration, I need you, and I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is.
You know, Martha had that special way of doing music, and I love the way that she did it. And I remember when she did that, put that on tape, we had a lot of problems getting it like we wanted it, but I thought she had done a marvelous job on it. And I'm thinking about you. I know that this is a bad weekend for a lot of folks. It's a good weekend, but yet it's a bad weekend because our loved ones have gone on to the other side, but we want to be thankful. The Bible said to weep when they come in and rejoice when they go out, but it's hard to do that. I know it's hard to do that. I'm hoping that you're praying for me. I need your prayers. I need your prayerful support here on this radio ministry that we can continue right on with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been doing this since 86, and that's a long time, but I think that God has blessed it and has blessed the radio ministry because you have been the blessing in our home and in our life. And I trust today that God is richly blessing you, and if he's not, then it's not his fault. And I'll just tell you, it's your fault. You've got to reach out and touch him because he loves you. Nobody ever loves you like Jesus. My daddy's favorite song was, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." And he meant it. No one ever cared for him like Jesus Christ. So I'm telling you today that if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. Let's go now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one.
There'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. I've lost a loved one. Well, I know you have too. Though we don't know the answer, but God's word said it's true. We're still full of questions, still caught off of guard. When we drive to the gravesite and our loved ones let down, but there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home.
Why you know life on this old earth? Why it's very short at its very best. You see, we're going to run out of living in these fragile old tents. Oh, but there's a brighter day that's coming in that land of no night, where we'll be present just with Jesus. And you know, then everything's gonna be all right. Oh, there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. And there'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillside's home. No, there'll be no graves when we all get home.
Yes, sir. Death is swallowed up in victory. Thank God we'll one day stand on the hillsides of glory and rejoice with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's go to the message now. I want to preach on three withouts. Let's give it a listen to and see what...
Okay, if you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, over to the book of Hebrews. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Speaking of God. And then we go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. And it says this, verse 14, follow peace with all men, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Now, in all three passages of Scripture, there was one word. There was one word that really told you what the writer was wanting to talk about. Let me read them again to you. Verse 22, chapter 9, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. In verse 6 of chapter 11, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 12, 14, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. What's the key word? Without. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Now, that's just about as plain as you can put it. That believes salvation through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hinduism doesn't believe it. Hinduism doesn't believe it. Only a born-again children of God. Only the Bible teaches the blood of Jesus Christ. And without the shedding of His blood, there is no remission for sin. They pray to many strange gods. And there's many, many strange gods in this world today. But only Jesus Christ and the shedding of His blood can save men from their sin. The Bible said all men have sinned. Every man has failed and come short to the glory of God. So therefore, man must be redeemed by the blood. All through the New Old Testament, you will find the shedding of blood. They begin in the tabernacle. There was a person who went in who was called the high priest. He went into the holies of holies. And there, after the blood had been slain from the unblemished lamb, the blood was taken in, placed upon the altar for the sins of the people. Now, everyone had to go once a year, and the head person or the oldest person of that generation was the only one that would come. And the blood was sprinkled upon them so their generation could be free from sin. Once a year that happened. Only one person was allowed to go into the holies of holies. And that was the high priest. He would go in, sprinkle the blood upon the altar for the sacrifice of the sins of the people.
And for 1 year, that was the only sacrifice was made for the people. Jesus Christ became the high priest. He would be the unblemished lamb. He would be the lamb that would be slain for the sins of the people. You remember on that morning when John the Baptist was preaching at the River Jordan? He was having a baptismal service. When he turned and looked and saw Jesus coming, what did he say? Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You see, he knew because he was the forerunner. Jesus Christ was going to become the propitiation for our sin. Now, why was Jesus the only one that was able to redeem man from the curse of sin? Why couldn't anything else do it? Why couldn't the blood of the bulls and the goats do it? Why did it have to be Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ was the only person that ever walked the face of the earth that was not born of man. He did not come from man, he came from God. He was placed within the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Ghost. The blood that came into the virgin's womb came from the very throne of God. Man had nothing to do with the birth of Christ. Jesus Christ was born of God. He was the only begotten of the Father. The blood that was in him was unblemished. It was a blood without sin. Now, why does God want to use the blood? Why is the blood so very important? Well, it's very common. Life is in the blood. You take the blood out, you take the life out. You put the blood in, you put the life in. So the life is in the blood of Jesus Christ. So Paul is making it very obvious and very plain that the law of salvation is by the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other law that can save. There is no other law of salvation that can save except the blood of Jesus Christ and the law of grace. So therefore, Paul makes it very clear, and I want to make it very clear. Nothing can wash away your sin except the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't it strange that that's what we sing about? Isn't it strange that we would sing that song? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you know that in my ministry, I used to be more involved with youth. I used to be more involved in a whole lot of things than I'm not now. But I love to get my young people together, my young boys and girls, and I love to sing that song with them. Because that was a message that they need to hear. Because you see, generation after generation must complete the plan of God by continuing to teach their children about the blood of Jesus Christ. There is nothing else. There is no other hope. There is no other hope except in Jesus Christ. And it's good when our young people and our children are taught that there's no other way except through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I would say to them, what can wash away my sin? I love to hear them say, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Because that is very evident. We need to know that. You're a sinner. You're lost without God. You have to be forgiven. But the only way you can be forgiven is to have the blood applied. I said a while ago that someone would go in, the high priest would go in to the holies of holies, right? He would sprinkle the blood upon the sacrifice for the people. But today, the Bible said, we can now come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't have to go to the high priest. We don't have to go to a certain temple on a certain day. We can now come boldly to the throne of grace. Anytime, any place, anywhere, when God is calling. And then the blood can be applied and you can be forgiven of sin. That's the only way sin can be eradicated. That's the only way sin can be forgiven. It's because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Now, we don't have to digress that, do we? Do we have to dissect that to make you understand it? Then let's notice another one. In chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Hey, isn't that very plain? That it's impossible without faith to even please God. You know what God is saying? If you don't allow your faith to work in your life, then you're not pleasing God. But I want to take you through some steps right here that God took me through. You see, I've had faith with my head, and I've had faith with my mouth. And you probably have too. But you know, faith is that thing that doesn't come from the head or come from the mouth. You know where faith comes from? The heart. Faith cometh by the heart. The Bible said, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. You see, the heart is the thing where faith has got to work. I mean, we could have head religion. We could have mouth religion. But you've got to have heart religion. That's why that Paul said, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Faith is a heart condition. You know, the little woman had the blood issue for 12 long years. She had been to every doctor. She spent everything she had. She wanted to be well. I mean, her mind dwelt on it all day long. Her husband probably came home from work. She's in bed. She's sick. I can't cook. The children want to go to PTA. She can't go. She's sick. Because, you see, she has gone every doctor, been everywhere she could be, but she was growing worse. But one day, she heard about Jesus. Well, all of a sudden, it wasn't her heart that got touched. It wasn't her mouth that got touched. Her heart got touched. When her heart got touched, she said these words, "If I can but touch the hem of His garment, I can be made whole." Why does the Bible say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he? How in the world? I always thought you thought with your mind. I always thought that some people ain't got much sense because they don't do a whole lot of thinking. I mean, in my vocabulary, everything comes out of the mind. I mean, I think with my mind, I act with my mind. Sometimes my mind gets out of gear. Sometimes my mind gets in gear. Sometimes my mind begins to operate my mouth and my mouth flies out of gear. Some people say, well, I flew off the handle. No, your mind and mouth flew off the handle and your hand acted. But now all of a sudden, it's not head or mind. She's thinking with her heart. As she thinks with her heart, all of a sudden she took it out of her head and put it in her heart. Did you know the shortest distance in the world is from the head to the heart? That's the shortest distance in the world, from the head to the heart. We ought to start thinking with our heart. Christian people think with their heart. Our heart is the thing that issues the faith that we can receive from God. Our mouth can't do that. Our mind can't do that. But all of a sudden, she began to think with her heart. Why did the writer say she thought within herself? Well, because she's now thinking with her heart. She is now believing with her heart. And as a man believeth in his heart, so is he. She said, hey, I believe in my heart I can be made whole. The blind man beside the road, the blind man cries out. And the crowd said, be still. But you see, he's acting with his heart. And that stopped Jesus in his tracks. Jesus said, bring the man to me. He brought the man to him, and Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, oh, that I might see. You see, his heart speaking. Jesus said, ever how is your faith? So be it unto you. And the man's eyes opened. And now he could see. You see, without faith it's impossible to please God. You know, when we have conditions and we don't go to God for them, it grieves the heart of God. You're His child. Wouldn't it be awful that your sons and your daughters had to run somewhere else to get help? You're their mom, you're their dad, you're there to help them. I know there's times now, and there's different situations. Don't get me wrong, I'm not that naive. But when your child comes to you, they come to you with need. I had a sneaky way of working my daddy. Yeah, I did. I had a sneaky way of working my daddy. He comes sometimes.
I'm not on an eagle. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip.
just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face. Blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
This is the day that we look back and remembering all the good times. A lot of bad times has happened, but you know, God is God in the good times and God is God in the bad times. Always remember that God is God. God will never change. And we may change, we may do things different every day, but God never changes. Father, I bring my unsaid audience to you. I pray, God, that somehow or another that you'll undergird them. God, maybe there's some soul right there that's pleading the blood. And Father, we're praying with them. We're praying for them. I pray for the healing of a body. Lord, maybe there's someone that's sick and diseased, Lord, and they need to touch the Master's hand. And Father, you're the all-healing God. You can heal, bring deliverance to captives, set at liberty those who've been bruised and bound. A lot of people have been bruised there in my radio audience. I pray that you will heal their bruise and bind up their broken heart. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I hope that you do enjoy this weekend. I know it's a good day. It's the day the Lord has made, but it's a sad day, and I realize that. And we'll be going up to the cemetery, and then tomorrow be going over to the memorial service here at Restwood. And, well, this is just a day that we remember. And I remember Martha. I love her, and I love her. Well, I just can't say that enough. I miss her. But listen, I know where she's at today, and you know where your loved ones are at today, so always keep that in mind, okay? Well, goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Sometimes a ball of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need.
You can write to me now, Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Oh, but